Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. This is the, probably the most dangerous show I've ever broadcast. Seriously, if any show gets me killed, this is going to be the one. But let's start in 1989 with the discovery of what's called cold fusion by two scientists. I believe they were at the Salt Lake City, University of Utah, Salt Lake. Fleischmann and Pons were their names. And they discovered cold fusion, which is currently described as, by the way, low-energy nuclear reactions. Now, cold fusion, all it does is it produces heat in water. So cold fusion, it doesn't create fusion energy with super high-density energy like you could have a portable time machine in Back to the Future. It's nothing like that. But it produces heat by converting mass into energy. And as such, it could replace all nuclear power plants, render the entire nuclear power plant industry obsolete, because what do nuclear power plants do? They heat water. That's all they do. They heat water. The water turns to steam. The steam drives the steam turbines, which generates electricity. So nuclear power plants generate electricity by generating heat in water. What if you had a safer way to do that that did not require uranium and plutonium, all of these dangerous radioisotopes? What if you could do that? Energy that's cheap, energy that could be decentralized, energy that did not require an industry that creates nuclear weapons fuel as a side effect. That is what Fleischmann and Pons discovered in 1989. And I'm here today to tell you that that discovery was real, that that discovery worked, and it was covered up. The scientific establishment immediately declared the two scientists to be quacks. They immediately said, no, there's no such thing as cold fusion. There's only hot fusion. They were ordered by the intelligence community, the media was, to destroy Fleischmann and Pons. Those were the orders. And make no mistake, the intelligence community controls the media today just as they did in 1989. Everything that you see and hear from the media is planted there by the intelligence community. And if there's any discovery that could help humanity, but that threatened the nuclear weapons industry or the nuclear power plant conglomerates, some of which, by the way, own the media, i.e. General Electric, ring a bell. General Electric builds power plants. General Electric owns much of the media. So the media was ordered to destroy Fleischmann and Pons and to wipe out this discovery from human history. And in today's show here on Counterthink, I'm going to take you on a tour of how your reality is controlled by deep state intelligence sources, or controllers would be a better way to describe them. Controllers who try to shape human knowledge. They try to create facts by destroying reality to weave their own fictions so that they can enslave and control humanity. And just as importantly, anyone who opposes the enslavement of humanity, anyone who wants to set humanity free, who wants to grant them a new technology, new power, new innovation, anyone who does that will be targeted and destroyed in a three-part program that I will reveal here in great detail. It's called Demonize, Deplatform, and Destroy. And that's what they did to Fleischmann and Pons, and that's what they've done to Alex Jones, and that's what they've done to President Trump. And they will keep on doing it to anyone who wants to empower humanity and create innovation, use science or technology or natural medicine. If you talk about cancer cures, you will be demonized, deplatformed, and destroyed. If you talk about the dangers of certain vaccine ingredients, you will be demonetized, deplatformed, and destroyed. Why? Because that's the pattern they use. We'll be back with more on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Wouldn't it be amazing if energy cost almost nothing to produce? That's what we could have had if cold fusion were embraced instead of attacked. Welcome back to Counterthink. This is Mike Adams here. By the way, these shows are broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com. And also, you can catch every episode after the fact at Counterthink.com. And continuing with today's episode, you know, I talked about the invention of cold fusion in 1989. Just as a side note, that research continues today, and it's being carried out by none other than the United States Navy. But they don't call it cold fusion. You see, they had to change the name because cold fusion was discredited by the campaign that I mentioned, the campaign, the three Ds, demonize, deplatform, and destroy. And that's what the intelligence community does to any message that they don't want the public to learn about. So the Navy continues this research even to this day. It's called Low Energy Nuclear Reactions, LENR. And LENR has been proven to be real by not only the United States Navy, but hundreds of laboratories around the world. But that research is not allowed to exist in the scientific establishment. It's not allowed to be conducted in the United States. Cold fusion, one of the greatest breakthroughs in the history of the world, which could allow people to run, frankly, to run little steam turbine power generators in their own homes, or certainly businesses or commercial buildings could do this, or cruise ships, for that matter, could use this technology. Cities could use this technology, but humanity is not allowed to have it. And so it brings me to this astonishing point that I'm sure you'll come to recognize, that any person who tries to help humanity is now demonized, deplatformed, and destroyed. And anybody who wants to hurt humanity is celebrated. Anybody who wants to enslave humanity or even help with the depopulation, extermination of humanity is granted, oh, every favor in the world. You're called a hero. Of course, you have to also be in favor of open borders. You have to be in favor of illegal immigration. You have to also be opposed to Second Amendment rights. You have to be in favor of the mass vaccination of every child with every toxic vaccine, hundreds of them. You know, if you're going to go and sell out humanity, you will be celebrated. You will receive awards. You will receive government grant money. You will receive positive press. You'll have an amazingly successful business or a successful podcast, successful website. But you will have to sell your soul, because you will have to betray humanity. You'll have to promote abortions. You'll have to say that it's good to kill unborn babies. And those that manage to survive the abortion attempts, if they're born alive, you have to promote hitting those babies with hundreds of different toxic vaccines to the point where their neurology is damaged and they become autistic, or they have febrile seizures. You know, there are thousands of children in the United States who are damaged each year by the vaccine industry. There is a secret vaccine court, and the U.S. government publishes statistics about vaccine damage and vaccine deaths that happen in the United States. Yeah, it's called, well, you know, you can look this up yourself. It's called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And it's part of the United States government. The government has paid out over $3 billion in settlements to families whose children have been harmed or even killed by vaccines. But you won't hear a word about that in the media. By the way, you can go to the VAERS website. It's a .gov website. You can even download a spreadsheet of all the vaccine injuries and deaths for every calendar year. And it lists all of them. Oh, died from the vaccine, paralyzed, you know, suffered, was put in a coma. It's all right. You can download this information from the government itself, but the media won't talk about it. No. And if you talk about it, you will be demonized, deplatformed, and destroyed. The three Ds that I'm talking about here today. I know this because I have been demonized, deplatformed and attempted to be destroyed, but they failed. They're always trying, though. You see, here's how it works. If you start to get famous, that's when they pay attention to you. If you don't have much of an audience, you can say just about anything you want, and they don't pay much attention to you. It's only when you become an influencer, a thought leader in your field, you gain an audience. Like I've gained an audience, you know, millions of listeners and readers a month across all of my websites and podcasts and broadcasts and so on. You know, naturalnews.com is one of my websites, counterthink.com. So I became influential in helping to wake people up about the things that are poisoning them, the toxic effects of chemotherapy and why it doesn't work and how you can actually prevent cancer with vitamin D. Or the truth about 9/11, for example, the truth that architects and engineers say is obvious about Building 7, which I'm not even going to go into in this podcast, too much detail to cover that here. But the truth about how the deep state operates, the truth about low-energy nuclear reactions. And so I became a scientist, by the way, and I launched a multi-million dollar laboratory, and now I'm an analytical scientist, and I run glyphosate analysis using triple quad mass spec instruments. My lab is ISO accredited, internationally recognized, inspected, audited, and I became a peer-reviewed science author with published papers as well as a number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com called Food Forensics. And so as I got into more and more science, the attacks kept increasing. They tried to demonize me. They tried to deplatform. They tried to destroy me, because I was gaining credibility in real science. I was running a science lab. I was putting out results. I was doing heavy metals tests. I'm the one who exposed the heavy metals that was in the rice protein imported into the United States, by the way. I'm the reason that rice protein got cleaned up back in 2013, because I ran all the heavy metals tests on all the rice protein from China, which was heavily polluted with lead as well as cadmium, and some of it had mercury in it as well. And by the way, that rice protein was sold as organic, raw protein, plant-based protein. People were poisoning themselves and eating poison. And no one in the country, no one in the world talked about it except my lab. I sounded the alarm. I changed the industry. But boy, did the attacks come. And so every time that I do more science, the attacks ramp up. And this is not about me. This is what happens to Alex Jones. This is what happens to Donald Trump. This is what happens to Fleischman and Pons, the discoverers of cold fusion. This is what happens to anyone who dares to do something for humanity. Anyone who opposes the agenda of global extermination, if you think about it. It really is an agenda of global extermination. You know, the globalists, I need to cover this in more detail in another show, but just the summary of this here is, the globalists have decided that humanity must be exterminated, not just depopulated, but completely wiped out. And once you understand that point, everything else makes sense. You understand why they want people disarmed. They want gun confiscation globally. They want open borders. They want countries to be overrun. They want economies to collapse. They want democracy to end. They want to control all information, and they want to damage everyone's brains with toxic vaccine mandates, and they want to murder as many babies as possible. And if you go to naturalnews.com and you search for the hidden infertility chemicals in vaccines given to women in Kenya, you'll find out that the World Health Organization was behind a program to secretly cause spontaneous abortions and infertility in black women, well, African women. And that it was discovered by a pro-vaccine group, the Kenyan Bishops, Catholic Bishops Association, who sent the vaccines to laboratories and found that they were filled with infertility chemicals that caused spontaneous abortions and long-term infertility in the women that they were vaccinated. And this was a pro-vaccine group, and that's what they found out. That is what is actually happening. The globalists want to exterminate humanity. And when we come back here on Counterthink, I'll explain more of how that works.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
The purpose of the corporate-controlled media is not to inform you, but to misinform you. The purpose is to deliberately feed you disinformation and distract you from the things that are real, things that might help you or empower you, and make sure that you are tuned into things that either don't matter to humanity, like, I don't know, sports. Sometimes, you know, they just want you to focus on football, focus on baseball, focus on the sports figure. That's not really what's going to make a big difference with humanity. They don't want you to pay attention to the things that are really happening, like the global depopulation agenda, global extermination of the human race, or the terraforming that's happening right now. I've launched a website, terraforming.news. You probably need to check that out if you haven't seen it yet. You know, our atmosphere is being terraformed right now in the name of halting climate change. So the scientists have now begun programs of what's called geoengineering, and this is in the scientific literature now. There are hundreds of published scientific studies that talk about geoengineering, and there are scientists at, you know, Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, what have you, who are running global dimming experiments where they put pollution into the atmosphere to dim the sun. And this is happening right now. There's a paper on it. You can search for the paper if you want. It's called the stratospheric aerosol injection. At least that's a phrase in the title of the science paper. Stratospheric, i.e. the stratosphere, aerosol injections. Now, people used to call that chemtrails, but then we were told, oh, chemtrails aren't real. They're a conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as chemtrails. So they came up with a new name, stratospheric aerosol injections. Oh, that's real, you see, because that's scientific sounding. So basically, they're taking sulfur dioxide, which is essentially smog, it's a pollutant, and they're spraying it into the atmosphere to try to dim the sun. And they're doing this at the experimental level right now, but they want to really scale it up to a huge level to run, according to the science paper, they want to run 4,000 flights a year, spraying this into the stratosphere over 15 years, spending, I don't know, tens of billions of dollars. And if they do this, they will succeed in altering the atmosphere. They will succeed in terraforming the Earth. Yes, the Earth on which you live. Now, I explained this before, but I'll summarize it. When you dim the sun, you interfere with photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the basis of all food webs on planet Earth. Photosynthesis is the process whereby plants use energy from the sun combined with carbon dioxide, a very important nutrient gas for plants, and water, and they create metabolic energy for plants that plants use to grow food or seeds or leaves, stems, bark, you know, tree roots, everything. Every plant that has some green in it is using photosynthesis, and that's the basis of the entire food web of essentially all animal life on Earth, including, by the way, human life. Humans will be extinct if the plants die because there's no photosynthesis. So this altering of the Earth's atmosphere is designed to collapse photosynthesis, which would, of course, collapse the global food supply. And what is the side effect of photosynthesis? What's the waste product of photosynthesis? If you're a scientist, or maybe you had some science in high school and you still remember it, the waste product of photosynthesis is none other than oxygen. Yes, the molecule that you breathe, O2. O2 is just two oxygen atoms together. And without it, you would die in about 3 minutes. And plants produce that oxygen, but they need sunlight in order to produce the oxygen, which means that when these scientists dim the atmosphere, when they block the sun, in the name of saving the planet, by the way, which is absolutely insane, they will shut down photosynthesis, collapse the global food crop production, and cause a dramatic plunge in the concentration of oxygen in the atmosphere. Listen carefully when I tell you this. They're trying to asphyxiate you. They're trying to starve out humanity. They're trying to asphyxiate humanity so that you can't breathe. They're trying to deplete oxygen and deplete the food supply. So this is just part of the terraforming that's taking place. This is all publicly admitted. None of this isn't a conspiracy theory. This, you can read the science papers. They are doing this. This is their goal. They say they want to block the sun, okay? This is straight up science. I'm just quoting you their papers. And if they succeed, they will collapse the human race. They will collapse human civilization. And it turns out that anyone who exposes this is attacked, is demonized, deplatformed, and destroyed. Like I said, anyone who fights against the destruction of humanity is targeted and destroyed. And here's how they do it. Yeah, you'll love this. So the intelligence agencies that are actually, well, I'll discuss this in more detail. They're actually working against humanity. So they're working for some purpose that wishes to destroy all the entire human race, okay? These people, I'm not even sure they're all people, but whatever they are, they look for individuals who are being effective at waking up humanity. They find people who are fighting for the human race, and that's people like Alex Jones, and that's people like Donald Trump, or myself, or others. People who love humanity, people who want to defend the human race, people who want babies to be born alive, people who want fertility to exist so that males and females can get together and have families through a scientific process called sexual reproduction, where you're combining the genes of two organisms, you know, the man and the woman, to create a new baby that's the continuation of the species. But what do you see? What do you see from the media now? Attacking men, attacking fertility. They're saying that men are bad, almost as if they've declared a war on sperm, if you can believe that. It's like they're saying that men are bad and that everybody should be gay, that masculinity is bad. They even have a word for it, toxic masculinity, as if being a man is a horrible thing. They attack manliness. They attack the male of the species, without which humanity would not exist. By the way, you need men and women. You need both. You need the male and the female. Otherwise, you can't reproduce. Otherwise, you're gone. The species ceases to exist in one generation if you can no longer reproduce. And that's the goal of these evil globalists. That's the goal of the media. They're trying to turn everybody gay. They're trying to kill all the babies. They're trying to dim the atmosphere. They're literally trying to exterminate human civilization, collapse the food supply, alter the atmosphere, inject the children with toxic vaccines to numb their brains, give them neurological damage, and then they're force-feeding your brains with false information from the fake news media 24/7. And anybody who dares to tell the truth in all of this is viciously attacked. Viciously attacked. So these intelligence agencies, they do all this background research on you and they try to find a weakness. Oh, did you say something controversial a few years ago? Did you joke on Twitter about somebody being gay, perhaps, let's say? Did you say something was a conspiracy theory 10 years ago? They find something. They find something and then they hype it up and they send out negative PR press releases all over the country and have the media start writing negative stories about you to dehumanize you and try to destroy your reputation. That's how they do it. And I'll explain more when we return.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, once the deep state targets you for destruction, by the way, welcome back to Counterthink. We're continuing here. Quite an interesting show. I told you this is the show that will get me killed more than any other broadcast I've ever done. You probably already can tell why. But look, here, I'm just laying it out. This is how they do it. Once they find something to attack you on, they then combine it with made-up false accusations. So this is how they silence good people who are trying to defend humanity. Good people who are trying to share the truth about natural cancer cures or how to prevent diabetes with nutrition or how vitamin D alone, it's just a few cents a day, can prevent cancer that would cost millions of dollars to treat, you know? People who love humanity are attacked. And so then they fabricate fake things about you, just like they fabricated the Trump dossier. and they came up with the Russia hoax. Russia hoax is complete fiction. None of that is real. They made it up. And they use a made-up document to get a FISA spying warrant on Trump. And then they planted fake news in the media to try to support this fantasy, this fiction that they came up with, to create this false impression in the minds of Americans that Trump is a Russian agent. You see, I know it's false because I've seen what they've done to other people in the independent media. They demonize and they lie and they put out lies and they coordinate it across the entire media because they know that you can't fight them all at the same time. You can't stop, you know, you can't sue 50 media companies at the same time. And to make it even worse, then they kick in an economic warfare tactic where they sue you. So at the same time, they're demonizing you, lying about you, spreading false, deceptive information about you, then they have lawsuits filed against you. So now you find yourself defending against lawsuits, spending, you know, $450 an hour for an attorney, showing up in court, giving depositions, and you have no way to defend yourself because the media has a tidal wave of lies coming at you. This is what they're doing to Trump. Again, this is what they're doing to Alex Jones. And then to make it even worse, they try to demonetize you. So this is part of the deplatforming. They try to take away your revenue so that you have no money to defend yourself against these lawsuits and against the slander that's being spread about you in the media. So they deplatform you off of YouTube. They filter out all your search results from Google so nobody can find you. They ban you on Facebook. They ban your Twitter account, on and on. They ban you from Apple. They ban your podcast. They ban your videos. You get banned off Vimeo. You get banned off, you know, Tumblr. You get banned off everything. Then you don't have the audience that you used to have. Oh, and they try to block your email too. This is a favorite that Google does to us. They block all the emails that we send to Gmail. They just block us, not for any reason, not because users complained, but just because Google is evil. All right? Google's evil. They just block our emails. YouTube banned my entire channel almost a year ago, before they even banned Alex Jones, by the way, because they knew that what I was saying made instant sense to every rational person. They knew that it was starting to have an impact. And I had videos about natural cures, videos about herbs, videos about wild foods, videos about animal rescue, videos about raising backyard chickens. Apparently, that was so dangerous that YouTube believed they had to ban all of my videos, and they did. Wiped out, I don't know how many thousand videos I had, and over 350,000 subscribers / followers on YouTube. So, by the way, that's when I created my own YouTube alternative called Brighteon.com, which is now the go-to video community for uncensored videos. Brighteon.com, Brighteon, like EON.com, if you want to check it out. Over 100,000 videos there now from thousands of channels that have almost all been banned on YouTube. See? So YouTube is creating this demand for an alternative platform. But, you know, the number of views that are served each day on Brighteon, it's a tiny, tiny fraction of YouTube. It will never compete with YouTube. It will never grow to even be a drop in the bucket compared to YouTube. So it's mission accomplished for the globalists. They wanted to silence people. They banned them, and they know that no other competing platform will ever compete with YouTube. And they're correct about that. It won't. So as they're doing all of this, then they're planning, and this is what they're doing to Trump, and this is what they're doing to Alex Jones. They're planning on not just demonizing you, not just deplatforming you, not just destroying your reputation, lying about you, spreading lies, making people hate you all across the country. They also have a plan to criminalize you and put you in prison. Yeah, that's the real plan. They want to throw Trump in prison. They want Trump incarcerated. They want Alex Jones behind bars. And it doesn't even have to be for anything real. They can make things up like they're doing with Trump. They can make things up. They can say, oh, you violated this law, they go back and they get all your bank loan records or something, like they did to everybody who's ever been an associate of Trump. All their documents from the last 10 years. Oh, look, you lied about your income on this bank loan document. You said you made $62,000 a year. We found out it was actually only $60,000. That's a felony crime. You committed fraud on a bank loan statement, didn't you? Wow. So maybe you want to plead to something else and, you know, we'll give you a felony crime with only 3 years in prison, that kind of thing. This is how they do it. Oh, it's even worse. This is what they did to Michael Flynn and others. They use government spying to get all your history of emails, every text you've ever sent, every phone call you've ever made. They have recordings transcribed into text documents. So they have all the printouts of everything you've ever said in any phone call. And yes, your phone calls are being completely monitored if you haven't figured that out yet. And they have a record of every email you've ever sent, every website you've ever visited, every search you've ever conducted on a search engine like Google. And they have all this information about you, thousands of pages of information, and then they don't let you see that. They arrest you or subpoena you and sit you down in a room and ask you questions about things that you said in the email 5 years ago or things you searched for on Google 5 years ago. And if you can't answer their questions with the exact same answer as what you said 5 years ago, then they charge you. This is Robert Mueller. They charge you with a process crime called lying to the federal government, which is a felony crime. So if in your email you had said to a bank loan officer that your monthly income, you know, was $4,000, but then it turns out that your monthly income was only $3,800, and you tell, they ask you this question in the interview. They say, well, what was your monthly income 5 years ago? And you say, I don't know, maybe it was $4,100. They say, aha, you're going to jail. That's a felony crime. You lied to the government. That's how they got Michael Flynn. And this is how the deep state operates. And rest assured, folks, they can target and criminalize anybody with these techniques. Anyone, even you. You may think you have nothing to fear. You've never broken any law. You haven't committed a crime. You've never engaged in bank fraud. Nonsense. You commit three felonies every day. There's a book on that, Three Felonies a Day. You commit three felonies every day. The only reason that it doesn't matter is because no one's looking at you. If they want to look at you, they'll find a crime. Because this is the tyranny we now live under in the United States. This is like the old Soviet Union. This is the secret police. This is how the deep state operates. They start to scrutinize you like the New York Attorney General wants to get Trump now. She's the new Attorney General, and she promises, we're going to investigate Trump. We're going to find something. Really? You're supposed to start with evidence of a crime and then investigate the person. You're not supposed to start with the fact that you hate a person and then find a crime. That's a police state, and that's what we're living under. Much more straight ahead on Counterthink. Stay with me.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
You may be wondering in astonishment if everything that I've said here is true. And I encourage you, do your own research and decide for yourself what's true. But I assure you, everything I've said here is absolutely true. If it's the case, then what can a person do to defend against this kind of tyranny? Well, there's a simple and unfortunate answer to that. The answer is, you have to stay small to be left alone. If you get too big, if you get too influential, if you get too powerful, you will be threatened. And they'll tell you either have to join the dark side, you have to join the globalists, or they will destroy you. And if you join the globalists, oh, they'll give you all kinds of money. They'll let you take over organizations. They'll put you in charge. They'll give you publicity. Some of that's happened recently with certain people I'm not going to mention. You've seen some shakeups over at CRTV, right? Do you see what's happening? You see who's being shoved out? Do you see who's being brought in? Yeah, take a close look at that. So if you go along with the globalists, you will be richly rewarded. But if you defy the globalists and you say, I'm not going to serve your mission, I'm not going to destroy humanity, I'm not going to betray the human race, I'm not going to work toward the extermination of my brothers and sisters. If you say that, they will destroy you, or at least cut you down to size to the point where you have basically no influence anymore. That's the whole point of deplatforming, is to make you so small that, oh, you might have 1,000 listeners, but who cares? If you have only 1,000 listeners, you're not a threat to the deep state. You're not a threat to the globalists. They run the media. They control CNN. It broadcasts in every airport. They run the search engines. They run Wikipedia. They define truth. They can make you look like a conspiracy theorist. They can make you look like a serial rapist. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. They could come up with a woman that says, oh, yeah, you were a train rapist 50 years ago or whatever. I mean, it's incredible what they can do. But see, the only reason they did that to Kavanaugh is because he was about to become, and he did become, one of the most powerful people in the world, i.e. a Supreme Court justice for the United States Supreme Court. That's a very, very powerful position. He's going to rule probably on the appeal of Obamacare now, which has been struck down as unconstitutional by a judge in Texas. Kavanaugh will rule on that. That's power. The more power that you might have, the more viciously and aggressively they go after you. And there are no rules now. They will destroy your reputation. They will accuse you of being a rapist. They will charge you with crimes. They will accuse you of fraud. They will lie about you. And if that doesn't work, they'll just execute you. They've done that to another Supreme Court justice. May he rest in peace, Scalia. He was murdered. Andrew Breitbart was murdered. He made a very bad tactical mistake. He got his hands on some video footage that would have destroyed the Obama presidency, would have wiped it out. To this day, I don't even know what that footage was, but apparently it was enough to get killed over. He said he was going to release it in 48 hours. He was dead in less than 24 hours. He was murdered. You know how many people have been murdered to shut him up? People who had evidence against the Clinton Foundation, people who were about to testify against somebody powerful in the deep state. How many people have ended up dead? Because that's what they will do. In fact, the only reason I'm alive is because I don't have anything that could destroy the globalists. If I did, I wouldn't be talking to you. And I know this as a fact because I've seen so much stuff happen over the 20 years that I've been an independent journalist and an independent scientist and a publisher. The stuff I've seen would blow your mind. I know that anyone who threatens the globalists, anyone who's got the real dirt on them, they end up threatened or dead. They'll threaten your family. Every scene that you've seen in a Hollywood movie where they kidnap your family members and put a gun to your baby daughter's head, that's real. That's not fiction. They do that to people all the time. They will threaten you in any way, or they will just destroy you. So what I invite you to do is look around. Look around at what's happening with independent media and some of the personalities. And you'll notice that when there are personalities that are left alone, not attacked by the mainstream media, even though they might be conservatives, you know why that is? Because they've made a deal. They've made a deal with the establishment. They've made a deal often to be an anti-Trumper. The deal is, oh, I'll attack Trump, and then you leave me alone, you don't attack me. And that deal is made behind the scenes, and the media follows that deal. It's so bad now, everything is so corrupt at this point, that the only people that I trust anymore, because I've met, you know, thousands of people across independent media, you know, fans and followers and writers and publishers and other radio personalities and so on. The only people that I trust are people who are routinely attacked and persecuted. That's why I defend people like, you know, Julian Assange or Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. I know James O'Keefe is for real because he's viciously attacked all the time. I think Cody Wilson was probably set up, by the way. Not that he didn't have a part in what he did, but I suspect we're not being told the truth about that. They had to take him out. I suspect there are things about that situation that we are not being told. I know for a fact that much of what is put out there about Alex Jones is an absolute lie. It's fabricated precisely to bring down Alex Jones. I know some of the people who were paid to speak out against Alex Jones. I mean, I knew them when they worked for InfoWars. I know that they got paid big money to put out fake attack stories on Alex Jones. I know that for a fact. And maybe in another episode, I'll tell you why I know that, because of what they tried to do to me. But you know what else? Something happens when you've been viciously attacked and smeared year after year with every imaginable lie said about you, and you've been demonized when you are trying to defend humanity, when you are pro-human consciousness, and you want people to be healthy, and you want people to be informed, and you want people to be free, and you are viciously attacked and smeared year after year. You know what happens? There's a point, it seems like it takes about 10 years of this, but there's a point where your personal ego is gone. It's demolished. You're no longer doing anything for yourself or for your celebrity status or your notoriety or your name or anything. There's a point you reach where you're just fighting for survival of the human race, and you just want your soul to have been here, a record of your actions to be somehow written in the cosmic space, maybe, you know, at the pearly gates, you face that day of reckoning. You just want your life to have mattered. You're no longer even concerned about your own safety or your own reputation. Doesn't matter what they write about you. You just want humanity to survive. And I've been at that place for a very long time. And I know, I can tell you, Alex Jones is at that place as well. We just want humanity to survive, for God's sake. We love humanity. We want our planet to make it. Us on our planet, we want the human race to make it. We want people to learn the truth. We want people to be healthy. We want people to survive. We want healthy moms and dads to reproduce and have healthy children. We want knowledge to be shared. We want humanity to awaken and throw off the shackles of these globalists who are trying to enslave us all every day. We want humanity to overcome the enslavement and the tyranny that has been put upon us now for, by the way, thousands of years. It is time. That's what we're doing. And by sharing this message, you can help us accomplish that. That's my message to you today. And that's why I know this is dangerous content, but it has to be said. That's what's really happening. My name is Mike Adams. I appreciate everything that you're doing for humanity. Share this video. Share the links. Talk about the show. It's called Counterthink. The website's counterthink.com. It also broadcasts on Infowars.com. God bless America, but more importantly, God save humanity. That's what we're doing here, and that's why we need your help. Thank you for listening.